When I was a a child, when I was five, I was moved from a district in Liverpool called Edge Hill, which was the kind of terminal end of Stephenson's Railway, the oldest passenger line in the world from Manchester to Liverpool, or I should say from Liverpool to Manchester, which was this wonderful, to a five-year-old's eyes, this wonderful old kind of abraded, textured sort of space, out 5 miles out to the edge, very edge of Liverpool, to a housing estate, and I missed it. I felt a kind of strange homesickness for this space. I mean, my parents hated Edge Hill. It was verminous and the crumbly, you know, and they knocked it all down. But I really missed it, and I think a lot of harm was done though by moving those people out in that way. And as I get older, it's starting to kind of come into focus as a kind of a horrible kind of urban clearance that happened in the 50s and 60s and into the 70s. And I've written. I'd like to read a poem about that, if I may. You know, Le Corbusier said, you know, that thing about a house being a machine for living in. I honestly have to say, I think Le Corbusier houses are machines for dying in. I really do. My memories of Netherleaf Estate of people dying one by one around me, especially in the first few years we were there, and people getting lost all the time as well. So they'd take a bus out to this new place, and it took them weeks to find out, you know, work out where home was. Everywhere just looked very rectilinear and similar. So here's a poem called Brutalist, which is that. Are we in a brutalist building, I wonder? Is the Bayer Theatre brutalist? Is it? No. How dare I? Okay, Brutalist. Try living in one. Hang washing out to dry and break its clean lines with your duds and smalls. Spray tribal names across its subway walls and crack its flagstones so the weeds can try their damnedest. That's the way. Fly tip the lives you led out past its edge on the backfield. Sideboards and mangles made sense in the peeled spudlight of the old house, but the knives are out for them now. This cellarless, unatticed place will shake the rent man off, will throw open its arms and welcome the white arrow delivery fleet which brings the things on tick from the slush piles of the seasonal catalogues. The quilt boxes will take up residence on the tops of white wardrobes, an ambulance raise blinds. A whole geography of dogs will make their presence felt. And once a year, on Le Corbusier's birthday, the sun will set bang on the preordained exact spot. And that is why we put that slab just there. One by one, the shopkeepers will shut their doors for good. A newsagent will draw the line at buttered steps. The final straw will fill the fields beyond. Now, live in it.